of giggles that skipped around the room, a sound Jamie wished she could bottle and keep forever. "Come on, we can't leave Marky in the kitchen for too long," she said, and took a hand of each of the twins, leading them to the kitchen. Baby puree for Marky and cereal for Lily and Benton was on the menu for the morning. Jamie sat down at the small kiddies' table with the twins and ate a bowl of muesli and yogurt with honey. As they ate, the kids babbled about small things and Jamie watched them. She fed Marky, taking bites of her own food in between. When the twins got out of hand, playing with their food or threatening to throw things, she stopped them with a firm word. But Jamie's mind kept drifting. She was thinking about her mother. It had been a while since her mother had been a part of her life, and she had never really met the kids. Jamie hadn't wanted to take the risk and let a toxic woman like that into her children's lives. But her mother had been asking for a second chance. It looked like she wanted to try to make things right, whatever that was worth. Jamie's mother had caused so much trouble for her and Christine, it was hard to put all that behind and just let her mother come back like nothing had gone wrong. But everyone deserved a second chance, didn't they? But what about a third, a fourth, a fifth? Jamie wasn't sure how she felt about allowing her mother back into her life. She wasn't sure if she was ready for that yet. And how could she protect her children? It was a difficult decision to make. Jamie's first instinct was to keep her children as far away from her mother as she could. But the woman was still her mother. It wasn't always easy to push her away. And sometimes being able to reconcile was all Jamie wanted. But at what cost? "No!" Lily shouted and threw her spoon at Benton, who immediately burst into tears. "Lillian!" Jamie cried, immediately yanked back to the present again. She shouldn't have drifted so badly. "That's very, very rude." Lily started crying, too. Jamie sighed and pressed her hand against her forehead. Because the twins were wailing, Marky started, too. Okay, that's a timeout," Jamie said to Lily. 3 minutes. 1 minute for every year. And Lily was 3. It was a long time for a toddler, but Jamie didn't want to give the kids spankings unless there was no other way. Lily only cried harder. The tears were supposed to soften Jamie's heart, and they usually did, but she couldn't get away with being rude and hurting her brother. Parenting was hard, but being strict was the only option sometimes. Marky started screaming, and Benton, who had only been sniveling, started up again. "Knock, knock," Brianna called from the front door. Perfect timing. "In here," Jamie called, and Brianna walked into the room. "What's wrong?" she asked, looking at Jamie. Jamie appreciated that Brianna checked with her first instead of immediately consoling the children. "Well, Lily is on her way to a timeout, aren't you, Lily?" Jamie said, rather than answering. Lily pouted and stormed to the corner with eyes that shot fire, doing what she was told. Jamie turned to Brianna. She hurt Benton, and Marky got swept away by the tears. "Oh, dear," Brianna said. "Let me take care of him. You take care of Benton." Jamie nodded. Brianna was a lifesaver. Who would have known that having a nanny could be such a godsend? It didn't take long to pull everyone back together again now that there were 2 of them. In no time, Lily's timeout was finished. She said sorry to Benton after Jamie talked to her, and they hugged it out. And by some miracle, Brianna had gotten Marky to finish all his puree down to the last bite. "I'm going to change this, mister," Brianna said, picking Marky up out of the high chair. "And we're going to put on a movie," Jamie said. After she'd started the movie for the twins and Brianna was back, Jamie went to her bedroom. She had errands to run. Grabbing her phone, she noticed a missed text from Alex. She smiled. He was busy, but her husband was a sweetheart. Who sent a text just after 5 a.m. to tell his wife that he loved her and didn't want to wake her up as he left for work? Her husband, that was who. Now, if only he didn't let work pile up at the office for her when she got back in tomorrow. She sent him a heart back and then dressed in record time, put on minimal makeup.